I don't think I said my name is Bill Warner, for those of you who may not know me, and begin by making a few comments, and then hand the podium to Jeff Ballou, and then we'll go to our plenary speaker, our first plenary speaker, James Boyle. As David pointed out, this is the third, actually, if you count the Institute, the fourth sort of event we've had with the Digital Cultures Project. Earlier events dealt with the database, with the interface, and other topics. Before going further, I'd like to thank the co-organizer of the conference, Melissa Stevenson. I'm not sure, she might be outside, but she greeted you here. She's done an enormous amount of work for the conference. In addition, Jeremy Douglas is our sort of wunderkind tech person, and those of you presenting this afternoon or this evening should see him at lunch to fine-tune or make sure things work, you know. And then also Lynn Thompson, who's our sort of finance person, specialist in the English department, who's done an enormous amount of work behind the scenes. You should be seeing her or Melissa about signing to prove to the state of California that you are here and get paperwork to send back, because you can send back receipts, as I've mentioned in email. We are supported by the UC Office of the President, the Division of the Humanities and Fine Arts, we just heard from the Dean, the College of Arts and Sciences, and the UCSB Office of Research, as well as the Interdisciplinary Humanities Center, which is the place where we're having this conference, but they also help fund us. I hope that we're going to be able to open that door so you can see the beautiful view of the Pacific at lunchtime. That might be a little bit of a bureaucratic battle. It turns out that there was water damage, and so now they're not trusting people to close the door and so on. In addition, I'd like to thank the three people from ELO most responsible for advancing this collaboration. First, Scott Redberg, who is right somewhere. Oh, there. And he came through a year and a half ago, really, and talked with Alan Liu and myself about doing some kind of thing together, and this is the fruition of that discussion. Then Jeff Ballou, you hear from in a moment, who is the former president of ELO and the director of the PAD initiative. And he gave a wonderful small meeting, organizational meeting in Santa Fe that we probably can't live up to. And then Margie Lussebrink, who you'll be running two panels and you'll be hearing from throughout the conference, and she's the current president of ELO. Now, I imagine somebody asking us today, and this is a kind of fictional voice, how can you conference away while Gulf War II is raging? Even if you consider this to be George Bush's illegal, ugly, essentially un-American war, as, by the way, I do, and we could have an argument about the un-American part, right? But I would argue it's un-American. Isn't this time to be political, whether in the streets or at our computers? Well, I'd like to submit to you that our conference does have a covert political agenda. After all, computers were born out of the exigencies of war. Alan Turing developed his computer to decode messages encrypted by the German Enigma machine, and Norbert Wiener developed cybernetics and became an advocate of the digital computer as a way to solve the problem of targeting artillery at a fast-moving target. In both these applications, it was the speed and reliability of the computer that assured success. It enabled the enemy's encrypted messages to be decoded fast enough to save British shipping in the North Atlantic, the trajectory of the target to be calculated fast enough for a successful interception. The smart bombs being used against Iraq as we speak are descendants of the computational devices Turing and Wiener built and envisioned over half a century ago. But as early as 1945, another visionary, Vannevar Bush, the MIT professor who oversaw the dispersal of government research funding to scientists during the war, Bush realized, a much better Bush, realized that the computer could also serve as a flexible way to store and retrieve information. In other words, computers could become the instruments of new technologies of inscription, in the broadest sense of the word inscription. So today we begin a conference that takes up the problem of preserving, archiving, and disseminating the smart texts embodied in software. We may not be able to arrest the destructive powers of the network computer most spectacularly on display in George Bush's ugly illegal war, but we can make a contribution to preserving the work of those writers, artists, and scholars who have found countless ways to embody works that depend upon and reside within the delicate matrix of software and hardware that is the network computer. Thus, I close by submitting to you a conference slogan, considering this for your consideration. Smart bombs, no. Smart texts, yes. So I pass the baton to Jeff Ballou.